John, let's talk about 2021. How is your 2021 looking?
My 2021 is looking great. The future always looks great.
And how so and why?
Well, I started realizing a long time ago, it is what it is. It's not what it's not. Somebody, an old person told me that and I never got it. So what I mean by that is it can only get better. And when it's bad, you just only gets better. So I just think 2021, I did a couple of things. My company, Title Sport, we just announced today that we are in partnership with Conor McGregor. He just came out of retirement. He's going to fight on the 23rd. So our hemp oil spray is now part of his group. And so our Title Sport will be on his ring. And then we just start pushing forward. We did well. We started last February, and we've been doing really well.
I was looking at your Twitter page. I'm wondering why you're posting about him. Okay, I'll take a further look at that. So what is the main thing that you do right now?
Enjoy life is the main thing I do.
Well, nice.
But I can't really say the main thing I do because I do everything I want to do. I just finished a movie and for Disney Plus. I'm working on BET starting in February. Another show called Games People Play. My daughter's cannabis line, Deuces 22, launched last week on the 15th. And so now that's in every dispensary, delivery. What else am I doing? We started a family sneaker line. So I have my own sneaker. I had my own sneaker 30 years ago in 1990.
Oh, cool. And you're back in business.
I'm back in business. If MJ can have his own shoe, I can have my own shoe.
Nice. What's it called?
It's called Deuces. Deuces 22 is usually with everything. It's a great lifestyle brand.
Well, it sounds like you're kind of still doing your thing and off and running in 2021, but let's just take a look back at 2020. Such a horrible year in so many ways. Should we start with your mom?
Yeah, the great Maisie Sally died. She passed January 14th last year at 96 years old. I kept her alive as long as I could. This vegan lifestyle was getting rough, but she had a great fight, and she is no longer with us. The craziest thing is she always prepared me for her death, and so we were prepared. So the matriarch passed. The crazy thing is who then became the matriarch of my family, died of COVID April 20th. Then I had like 6 or 7 people die this past year from this unbelievable pandemic.
All
at
family?
First, I was family. Yeah, I was not believing. But as it kept going, I started realizing what I've always promoted, health is your wealth. And this is the only body you get is why I don't put any animals in it or any animal products on it. And
we got you back.
That,
okay.
And, all right.
Uh oh.
Yeah, I don't know why that keeps happening, but I look at it this past year, like you said, let's look back at 2020. Well, hindsight is 2020, and I'm still happy. Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
It's behind us.
But gosh, John, COVID hit you hard with your family.
Yeah, it hit. And you know, I make, I'm a vegan. You saw me vegan restaurant. I do everything as natural as possible. We make as many things as possible. But this was really unprecedented when it came to knowing what to believe, who to understand, who to listen to. Can it really happen? It really happened. It really happened. Yeah. The crazy thing, like I said, after my mom's passed, I was cleaning out her room on the 26th, and my boy Darren Phillips called me and said, are you sitting down? And I was like, oh, I'm in the room doing it. He's like, oh, Sal, got to tell you this. And he tells me, and my family's around. I just get up and walk outside like I'm on the phone. Then I come back in and sit everybody down and said, this is what they just told me. So it was a crazy flight home. The funeral was beautiful. I got to go with my assistant, Sandra, and my wife, Natasha, and all the people that showed up at my boy's funeral was great. I tried not to cry, but you know, you couldn't do it. I love the kid so much.
So where were you when this happened?
I was in Atlanta, Georgia. At my mom's, yeah.
And you came home for Kobe's very private service.
Yeah, it was, Vanessa did a great job. I'm so happy his mom and dad and sisters and nephews were there, and along with his family. I'm so happy MJ got to speak. MJ speaking meant so much to me because, you know, I literally used to tell him, you know, this boy is better than you. And I would just go after him. And he was like, you know, Sal is crazy. But I even when I was on Best Damn, I think I sent you the clip.
You did.
Those guys did not understand who Kobe was until he came on the show. And then they couldn't believe that they watched the Mambo on court. And then they got to see Kobe in person.
Yeah,
joking, talking, being like, it was a great time for me.
So talk about the service. You're talking about the one at Staples Center?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so share something about Kobe. What was Kobe's relationship with you?
This is crazy. He was only 20. And we would watch film. He had a VHS recorder he would put in his room. We would play one-on-one every day. I beat him every day.
Oh.
And no one believed me. And I was like, of course I'm going to beat him every day. I'm only going to play the five, my ball first, and I'm only going to push him down and lay the ball in. I can't stop him. He's not going to stop me. Whoever gets the ball first wins. He didn't understand that until later.
Love it.
But we'd TGI Fridays. I remember when he first showed me Vanessa was sitting at the game, and he was so, one of the things, I'm on Omega Sci-Fi Incorporated, and his brother-in-law was, and one of the things he would always say is, my brother-in-law would say, discretion. And I would like, yeah, like, don't let everybody know everything you do. And he was so, I was in the studio with him. I thought he was a good rapper. I don't think he thought it or no one else, but I thought he had pretty good flow. So I just loved that he loved the game. And I remember I asked him, I said, why'd you go pro so young? And he said, I heard MJ was going pro. And I didn't want to become a pro without playing against him. So his mindset was entirely different than everyone else's.
You mean he thought MJ was retiring?
Yeah, he was retiring, and he wanted to make sure he played against him and had some one-on-ones with him, some time. And they would. They became really good friends because he realized the kid was Michael Jordan 0.1. And there's what I said. And he learned the offense. He learned how to be a leader. And he got it done. He got as close as he could with five championships. He's an unbelievable basketball player, unbelievable human. And he did it in the amount of time he was here. It was so crazy. He beat me to get an Oscar, Christy. He beat me to get an Oscar. And you know, I won an Oscar. I wanted an Oscar just so I could be like, yeah, I did this by myself. And then you realize, is a lot more people on a team of Oscar than on a basketball team. So I was really happy for that.
John, can I ask you this? How is the grief different, or can you compare the grief in losing your mother and then a teammate?
Yeah, well, losing my mom, there's nothing going to be like that. When I lost my father in 97, before he died, he was like, when I pass, you become a man. You'll be standing on the ground, your own 2 feet, you won't be on my shoulders. But my mom's taught so much. I mean, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. I got out when I was 17. But the things that she's instilled with me into me. She was 41 when she had me. So imagine this unbelievable human. You tell women now, have a baby at 41. They'd be like, have a baby? We're trying to get divorced.
okay.
But she just implemented so much into me. She put so much into me that I could now be the best father I can be for my daughters. But when you lose a teammate, and this is an unbelievable thing, especially one who is considered to be the greatest Laker of all time, you run into you just start thinking of things. You start thinking of things you've said. You start thinking of places you've been. Since we were teammates and we were we were confined to locker rooms and planes and on the bench. it was just so much we would get into. It was a tough. I really felt for the family. That was my first thing, was feeling for his daughters and his daughters and his wife. It's only because you can see how he was developing into the person by like dumping all of his learned things into him so quickly. And I remember asking him, he said he did everything young. He did everything as he could. And just to think of the accomplishments in 40 years is amazing.
So we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the death of Kobe, his daughter Gianna, and the seven others on board that helicopter crash. Is there a final thought you want to share about Kobe?
Yeah. Do everything you want. This is the only life you have, and you can have everything you want if you remember this is the only life you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was so nice running into you at the vegan restaurant. You're
yes.
practicing what you preach.
You got to come to mine. Plant Organics. Come up to San Bernardino and go to Plant Organics and get some vegan food.
I will make the trek one day. It's on my to-do list.
I got you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Now,